This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The tourism minister says Barbados' tourism sector is thriving and inclusive. The National Botanical Gardens being upgraded for the Picardy Crop Finals. The Barbados Council for the Disabled calling for mandatory sensitivity training for all emergency personnel. And the UK set to recognize Palestinian state unless Israel meets conditions. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell defends his stewardship over the country's tourism sector, asserting that the sector is not only flourishing, but also deliberately structured to benefit all Barbadians from large hoteliers to local cookshop owners and taxi operators. He was responding to opposition leader Ralph Thorne, who suggested that government was only supporting large-scale tourism ventures.
It is the experience of people out there that this government is on a rampage of protection for the wealthy. And I am not going to point to recent events. It is there for all to see. I don't use the word optics, but the optics, sir, that all the public relations, the glitzy and glamorous public relations exercises, hardly ever involve the poor.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne, the tourism minister, refuted these claims.
The leader of the opposition gave the impression that we are only coming in here to support amendments to the Tourism Development Act for owners of villas. But, Mr. Speaker, we did come in here to move amendments. And from time to time, we will have to move amendments. But I also want to tell the honourable member that if he would cast his mind, that this Barbados Labour Party has had a proud and outstanding record of helping the ordinary man, the small, medium and large operators in Barbados.
Meantime, Mr. Gooding-Edgell revealed that six new hotels, representing an investment of $1 billion Barbados dollars, are slated to open before 2028.
We must be doing something right, Mr. Deputy Speaker, because when you look and see what is happening in terms of tourism investments, this country, because we are demonstrating our capacity to drive additional traffic to Barbados, we have a number, six at the last count, hotels that will be ready and open before the close of this decade. To be specific, I anticipate that they'll be open before, by about 2028. Those are the six so far.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell. Changes are being made to the National Botanical Gardens to ensure that bad weather doesn't disrupt this year's Picardy Crop Finals. Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, outlined the upgrades during a site visit last evening. Addressing concerns about the conditions of the site when the rain falls, Ms. Roberts said significant improvements have been made to both the venue and the setup.
Botanical Gardens, when the rain falls and the farmer spaces was muddy, made it very difficult for patrons and performers to trek into the space. And so the foundation received permission to advance work on what will eventually be the Richard Stell Amphitheater officially. So what you're standing on is a hardscape, 41,000 square feet, and crews have been working in this space assiduously for the past 10 days. So when you look around you, this is actually 41,000 square feet of paved space. And what this allows us to do is to put our entire footprint for the finals on the space.
She assured that proper drainage is now in place and patrons will have access to better facilities, including protection from rain and muddy conditions.
When the rain falls, this is July going into August, the water will also run off the space and run into the pavers and underground. We also have erected a 120 by 120 tent. This will allow us to put some vending under the tent But what it also provides for, should the rain falls, is that patrons can also lime under the tent. We're going to have screens there, and they will still have direct view of the stage. What will be off this space will be the bathrooms, and those are health regulations, and some vending. And what we are going to do is put down decking and more pavers so you can walk from one hard space into another.
CEO of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. The Barbados Council for the Disabled is calling for mandatory sensitivity training for all emergency personnel. President Patricia Padmore Blackman says effective communication during emergencies is crucial, especially when dealing with persons with disabilities. Her comments came in the wake of a recent media report involving a nonverbal man who allegedly faced challenges communicating with police officers, and it was later indicated that not all officers were trained.
The incident brought to our attention in the newspaper brings into sharp focus the importance of all emergency service personnel taught sensitivity training and the ability to interact with persons with disabilities. I would like to see that persons with disabilities are treated with the utmost respect and dignity.
Ms. Padmore Blackman notes that the council already offers sensitivity training and is urging all agencies and businesses to take advantage of it as Barbados pushes toward greater inclusion.
Barbados Council for the Disabled has a program called sensitivity training, and it is done through trainers who go out to businesses or other entities once they contact the council and ask for this training to be done. At other times, the training is done right here at BCD. So the training is available.
President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Patricia Padmore Blackman. The major stakeholders in government's push toward educational reform and a more inclusive curriculum are the teachers across the sector, and all efforts are being made to assist with their development. This is the guarantee being given by Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman as he spoke at the second town hall meeting held to discuss the draft inclusive education policy.
Education has been the anchor. But we now have to sometimes retool the anchor in a way that allows for us now to build out where we're going. So that's why you're seeing significant emphasis on the retraining of our teachers. You've heard a number of presentations so far this evening. Our teachers continue to be at the forefront of the transformation as well. But when you're talking about inclusion and looking at the gifted children and children with different types of challenges, we have to make sure that our teachers have the necessary tools before them so as to be able to treat and to be able to spot the talent and children with challenges and to give them the best opportunity and chances to be able to thrive.
Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman. And finally, UK's Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said the UK will recognize the Palestinian state in September unless Israel takes substantive steps to end the appalling situation in Gaza. The Prime Minister said Israel must also meet other conditions, including agreeing to a ceasefire, committing to a long-term sustainable peace that delivers a two-state solution, and allowing the United Nations to restart the supply of aid, or the UK would take the step at September's UN General Assembly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the move rewards Hamas's monstrous terrorism. The UK government had previously said recognition should come at a point when it can have maximum impact as part of a peace process. Recapping the headlines. The tourism minister says Barbados's tourism sector is thriving and inclusive. The National Botanical Gardens being upgraded for the Picardy Crop Finals. The Barbados Council for the Disabled calling for mandatory sensitivity training for all emergency personnel, and the UK set to recognize Palestinian state unless Israel meets conditions. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.